strong numbers for the economy, but...
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. New numbers out this morning revealed that the economy grew 4.8% this month. That's the strongest rate of growth since the third quarter of 2003. However, Marketplace's Amy Scott says enjoy it now because it probably won't last.
Businesses are spending money and creating jobs. Exports are good. Yet forecasters expect the economy to cool off during the second half of the year. Economist Nariman Baravesh at Global Insight says that's because the all-important housing market is finally slowing down.
A cooling housing market will in turn mean a deceleration in consumer spending. And that's the worry here, is how much will housing slow and to what extent will it create a headwind, if you will.
The housing market still has some life in it. Sales of new homes jumped last month by almost 14%. But yesterday, Fed Chair Ben Bernanke warned of another threat. In testimony before Congress, he said rising energy costs may push other prices up. That, too, could slow down the economy. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
There's fresh evidence that energy companies are sitting in high cotton while you and I dig deep to pay for gasoline. Chevron is reporting its first quarter profit rose 49% to $4 billion. Its revenue topped $54 billion. It is joining two rivals, ConocoPhillips and ExxonMobil, which reported similarly stunning first quarter profits. Combined, the three oil companies earned $15.7 billion during the first 3 months of the year. Another White House deal with a Dubai company. Last time it was ports with congressional heat that burned it. Today's deal involves a maker of parts for U.S. tanks and military planes. Marketplace's Scott Tong says the word from the administration is this one's different.
The White House has green-lighted state-owned Dubai International Capital's acquisition of a British aerospace company, Doncaster's Group. Its factories in Georgia and Connecticut make turbine blades. The Bush administration says this time national security protections are built into the deal. For instance, a promise of no supply interruptions. Business lobbyist Bill Reinsch of the National Foreign Trade Council credits the White House for, in his view, not caving to congressional xenophobia. Still, he's vigilant.
It's left the front pages right now because the DP World case was resolved. All it takes is another sale and we'll all be back on the front page. Whether it's, you know, an Arab acquisition or more likely a Chinese acquisition, I think the issue will come back in a big way over and over again.
Several lawmakers critical of the last deal say they have no problems with this Dubai purchase. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
On Monday, during your commute to work, you may see fewer cars on the road, but you'll also probably see more people on the street. Some Latino organizers are calling for a national walkout on May 1st. Union officials say they expect 2 to 3 million people at rallies in Los Angeles. And some of the biggest meat companies in the country, including Cargill, Tyson, and Seaboard, say they will close plants during the planned rallies. Not much good to report from Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 7 points at 11,375. The Nasdaq down 17 points at 2327. The S&P basically flat at 1312. This is Marketplace. It's Friday, and time for another installment of the Job Files. Today we bring you the Trailer Park Manager.
My name is Kenneth Grindell. We are at the Shady Dell Vintage RV Park in Bisbee, Arizona. The Spartan Aircraft Company in Tulsa, Oklahoma, produced planes during the war. When the war was over, they had the factories, the workers, and they started producing a line of trailers. And they really were the top of the line. When someone opens the door to step into the trailers, they're basically stepping back into the 50s. Music's playing, certain lighting is on. It's just wonderful. I have my own trailer and I live here. So that's included in my salary. I always wanted to live in a treehouse, but hey.
Carolyn Kellogg produced today's Job File, and this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. And by Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic. On the web at Medtronic.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. The newspaper industry has been having a tough time as of late. Advertisement revenues down, circulation falling, and profit margins have become paper thin. More and more readers get their news from the internet. But not all old media companies are feeling the squeeze. For some newspapers, circulation is actually on the rise. They just happen to be written in El Español. Ashley Milne-Tite has a story.
Since December, one Spanish-language chain has snapped up papers in Florida and San Francisco. New Spanish-language weeklies have just launched in Tennessee and Arkansas. Tom Oliver is with the National Association of Hispanic Publications. He says publishers are responding to the fact that the Spanish-speaking population has doubled in the last 15 years. Recently, Oliver got a call from a Florida furniture seller who sometimes put out an informal newsletter for Spanish-speaking customers. It had ads for his business and community news.
Now he says, if we don't publish our newspaper, people come in and ask where it is and why they didn't get it. So we've really got to turn this into a real business endeavor. That's the story of many, many newspapers throughout the United States.
Advertisers are helping fuel the growth of newspapers, keen to reach a population that spent $504 billion on goods in 2003. That number is expected to hit a trillion within 2 years. In fact, many Spanish-language papers are free. The advertising covers their costs. And the paid newspapers are thriving, too.
You have El Caribe from the Dominican Republic. That's $1.50. Hola, ¿qué tal? El Diario, Vocero.
Dominican-born businessman Eddie Cuesta has lived in New York since he was 10. He is fluent in English, and he can check his computer anytime for news, but he still pays 50 cents a day for El Diario La Prensa, partly, he says, for emotional reasons.
My parents have been buying El Diario for the last 30 years, you know, so you just get used to it, and I'm a very strong supporter because I think they have done a lot of good things for the community.
One man who would agree is Alberto Vuvulias, executive editor of El Diario La Prensa. He says the 93-year-old paper is increasing its circulation in part because it helps new immigrants negotiate their way through American life, but it also provides strong links with home.
Every day, we publish more pages of Latin American news than any other newspaper in New York.
News, he says, that even third-generation Hispanics want to know. But what about the specter of the internet? Vuvulias says there may well come a time when Hispanics read online news as much as the U.S. population as a whole, but he's not worried about that yet. He says he's concentrating on serving his growing audience.
The great issues of our time basically revolve around the conflicts between globalization and global flows and citizenship. And our readers live many of these issues.
He says given that, he expects to have a healthy readership for many years to come. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us and enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
You think you're ready for retirement?
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.